Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Cry Out to Jesus, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Permanent Change, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
Everyone who's lost someone they love long before it was their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing to meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. For the marriage that's struggling just to hang on, lost all of their faith and love, and they've done all they can to make it right again, still it's not enough. For the ones who can't break the addictions and chains, try to give up, but you come back again. Just remember that you're not alone in your shame and your suffering. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing to meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. When you're lonely and it feels like the whole world is falling on you, you just reach out, you just cry out to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. To the widow who suffers from being alone, wiping the tears from her eyes. For the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight. There is helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus.
Against us. It's God who is our Redeemer. Salvation was brought to us. And brother, let me tell you today, I don't care what any denomination or any preacher or any person says today, salvation has brought to us a permanent change. Amen. You do not have the authority to remove yourself out of the hand of God. The thing of blood for redemption began in Genesis. And today, it's still the blood that redeems. You cannot be saved by works of your own hands. You can only be saved by the blood of Jesus. In Genesis, the ram, remember that? There was Abraham and his son Isaac on Mount Moriah. And Abraham had taken his son up under God's direction and leadership to offer him up as a sacrifice. And just as he was getting ready to take his son's life, there was a ram caught in the thicket. Amen. You know what that ram was a picture of? Jesus. The sacrifice for our sins. Oh, I'm so glad today He is the sacrificial lamb. And this thing continues in Exodus. For God was using Moses to cast out and to dismantle. You read through the book of Exodus and what happened and how God used him to dismantle the gods of Egypt. For God declared in Exodus 12, He says, "And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." Now God showed the children of Israel, this great I am, Jehovah God, that He was the great God and that He could do all things. And let me tell you, He was greater than all the gods that Egypt could serve. Then God instructs using the sacrificial blood of a lamb. And He says, "Put it on the doorpost." A lamb lost its life for the people to have safety and security. Because when the death angel passed that night where there was blood on the doorpost, that death angel would pass over that house. Thank you, Jesus. Friend, let me tell you, thank God we have the blood of the sacrificial Lamb of God on our life today. And the blood has stained your life. And therefore today, God has delivered you. He has set you free. The blood brought freedom. Because today, what the blood stained, God saved. Did you hear what I said? What the blood stained, God saved. And this is a picture of God, the Lamb of God today, that takes away the sins of the world. Jesus paid the price. Oh, I like that old song. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. Amen. Thank God it's the blood of Jesus. It's permanently stained us. Are you permanently stained today? Amen. You ever got something on your clothes? You tried to shout it out. You tried to wash it out. You tried to bleach it out. You tried to get it out. And it just wouldn't come out. Well, let's relate that to what the blood of Jesus has done to your life. He has permanently stained you. And you have today the blood stain of Jesus on your life today. And that's the only way God can see you and hear you and answer you is because He sees the blood of His Son on your life. Have you got that blood stain today? I mean, have you received Him as your personal Savior? Jesus, He took our place at Calvary. And this is what He said. This is what I was relating to a moment ago. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. And took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Colossians chapter 2, 14, 15. The stain of the blood of Jesus will permanently cover your life. And when He died, every force of evil today was put on notice that the Lamb of God has died. But thank God one day, 3 days later after His death, the same Lamb of God would arise victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Therefore, the enemy has no power to conquer you today. Your child of God, I don't care what he's told you. Every time he calls to you, proclaim the blood of Jesus against him. And I'm telling you, on the authority of the blood of Jesus, all the demons of hell have to flee. Amen. The grave has been defeated. Death has no sting any longer. The grave has no victory over you. Every shackle has been shattered today. Every victim today has now become a victor today. Every tragedy today has become a triumph today. And every burden has been loosed. And God's blessings now is flowing in your life. Hallelujah. Therefore, you have been permanently changed. And today, by the blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. But the cross couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. The tomb couldn't hold him. For on the third day he arose. And today he is victorious over all things. And because we are in Christ, we too are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. I close with these scriptures. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. See, he wore the crown of thorns the day that we could be crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. And today, when he cried, "It is finished," every sin charge that was being hurled against you and I, Jesus pardoned and forgave, because at the cross and through the blood, he could permanently change us. Amen. The question is, are we today living the change that he has worked in our life? You got to come to him today. Maybe you got burdens in your life today that you're carrying. You don't have the answers for. Maybe today you got things and sins and issues that are holding on to you today that's trying to defeat you. Come and let God take those things today. Maybe today you have needs in your life today that you don't have answers for, but he can answer every need in your life and supply your every need. Amen. Come to Jesus. And you can receive this permanent change that is provided by His blood. And this is a neat thing about it. He only wants you to come in the capacity of coming believing that you can come receiving. His arms, His grace is open. If you're lost, come and get saved. If you need someone to pray with you, I'll be glad to. But maybe you got burdens and challenges and trials and issues and sicknesses and all the things that life throws at us. Maybe if you're here today and you're feeling a little down and defeated, He can lift you up. Maybe you need a healing. He can give it. See what the blood of Jesus has done? With His stripes, we're healed. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and relationally. All these things are available through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today for the precious word of God. And now I pray, Lord, as we stand to our feet, and Lord, there's a song of invitation today. I pray that, Lord, we can come to Christ. Because he can change all things in our life. Right now, Father, I pray that you'll deal with hearts. I pray that folks will walk out of pews and come to an altar, cry out to Jesus, seek your face, call upon you, and know there's help. That help is found in you today. Will you come right now? As these are coming, how about you?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.